Hello, and welcome to First Baptist Church.
The verse that it brings to my mind is Romans chapter 11, verse 36, and that's really the theme for tonight's message. For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever. Amen. You know, the course of our lives has got to be a course of thanksgiving and a course of praise to Almighty God, the one who created us. Do you know that you were made by God in God's image? And the Bible says that you were knit together by God's hands, and He loves you so much. You are wonderful, a wonderful creation of Almighty God. And you have the same problem that we all have, and that is the problem of sin. We break God's rules, and that sinfulness separates us from a God who is holy and perfect and can't have sin around Him. And so there's a holy God and sinful people like you and me. And let me tell you how much God loved us. He loved us so much that in order to bridge the gap between a holy God and a sinful people, He sent His only Son. You know, the call of religion is this. All religions throughout all time and space say something is wrong, and in order to fix it, you got to make it right. Christianity is different. Christianity says something is wrong, but in order to fix it, God moved to make it right. And so His great love for us compelled Him to send His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life, that Jesus died on the cross to take our punishment for all of our sin, and Jesus arose from the grave, and He lives today. And you know, as we think about the journey of our lives, I want you to just stop for a moment and think back about those moments when God showed His hand in your life, when you knew beyond the shadow of a doubt that God was intervening, God was moving in ways to rescue you, ways to redeem you, ways to refresh you, ways to restore you, ways to let you know that He was there. The moments are so many in all of our lives, and if we'll just stop and take a moment to count those blessings and even say, God, I know I'm missing something. Show me those moments in my life where You showed up and You did supernatural work in my life. They're there. Well, Andre Crouch wrote this song, and Andre Crouch passed away in 2015, but he was known by many as the father of modern gospel music, and he did work that transcended genre, and so he wrote not only sacred music, but he wrote secular music, and he kind of blended the two worlds to create a new genre of modern gospel music, and he is credited with writing songs like Soon and Very Soon, and The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power. And of course, he's credited with writing My Tribute. And I want to tell you this story. And to tell you this story, I'm referring to an article that appeared in the St. Augustine Record, written by Lindsay Terry in 2015. She published this article in September of 2015. Andre Crouch had passed away earlier that year. But she recalled an interview that she did with Andre Crouch back in 2001, where he shared with her the story behind this song, and I couldn't put it in any better words than what Lindsay Terry wrote it in. So let me share this with you. As you think back of what God has done in your life, hear the story of how God delivered this song to Andre Crouch. He said, "When I became 18 years of age, God called me to work in the Los Angeles Center of Teen Challenge, which was founded by David Wilkerson, the author of the famed book, The Cross and the Switchblade. He said, during my first day at the center, I came in contact with a man named Larry Reed. And Larry Reed was an atheist. And he wasn't just an atheist, he was a mad about it atheist. He knew two things: God didn't exist, and he hated Him. So Larry Reed was a tough character, but during their interactions together, Larry started to listen to some of Andre's music. And Larry ended up coming to know Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. So Larry went from this avowed, angry atheist to someone who trusted and followed Jesus, and God used Andre to speak truth into Larry's life. Well, he said, "As I was thanking God for those experiences at the teen center, I received a phone call from Larry Reed, this same man. He said, "Hey, Andy, this is Larry." I kind of chuckled. He said, "I had a dream about you the other night. I dreamed that you were going to write a song that is going to go around the world. It will be the biggest song you've ever written." He asked, "Well, what do I have to read?" And Larry said, "Read John chapter 17. In that passage, Jesus said, 'Father, I have glorified thee, now glorify me.'" Andre said, "I read the passage and I didn't feel any inspiration to write. But the following morning," Andre said, "I got up singing, 'To God be the glory.'" He said, "I asked myself, where'd that come from?" He said, "I then went to the piano and wrote my tribute in about 10 minutes. That evening," he said, "I was a dinner guest in a home, and we sang my tribute for about an hour. I told them about Larry's prediction that I would write a song that would go all over the world. My host, Carrie Gonzalo, asked, 'This morning you wrote the song we've just been singing?' I said, 'Yes, but it can't be that song.' As we sat there, we read the scripture passage in John chapter 17, which Larry suggested, 'I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was.' I excitedly said, 'It's all about glory.'" And that's something. What an amazing story. How God shared to Andre a prediction from a formerly avowed atheist whom Andre had been instrumental in leading to Christ, that Andre would write a song that would go around the world, and my tribute has gone around the world. It continues to go around the world because the sentiment is so strong that any of us who are honest enough to take a look back and say, "God, show me your hand in my life," will recognize that God has done more than we could ask or imagine, and He's still doing more than we could ask or imagine. You know, one of the ways in which I've begun praying for people and even praying in my life, and I did it just this morning, was, "Lord, there are ways in which I don't even know to pray for this situation, but I ask that you would move in ways that I don't even know to ask for, to bring blessing to these people, to bring blessing to this situation." Because we recognize that God is sovereign over all things, and God knows what we can't know, and God is doing things we can't even ask for. The Bible says that He is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. How about that? And so I've learned to pray, "God, there are things I don't even know to ask for. There are things I cannot fathom. But Lord, I pray that you would move in those ways to bring blessing I don't even know to ask for." Well, let's look back at these verses that Andre Crouch wrote in about 10 minutes based on that passage from John chapter 17 where Jesus is praying just before His arrest, trial, crucifixion, and resurrection. Andre Crouch wrote these words, "How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you give to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to Thee. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done. With His blood He has saved me. With His power He has raised me. To God be the glory for the things He has done. Just let me live my life. Let it be pleasing, Lord, to Thee. And should I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. With His blood He has saved me. With His power He has raised me. To God be the glory for the things He has done." Now, I love the humility that Andre Crouch, this accomplished, award-winning songwriter and artist, displays in this song. "Everything I have is a gift. God has done it all. So not to me be the glory, no, to God be the glory for great things He has done." May that be the song of our lives this evening and ever after. Would you pray with me? Father, we love You. And we thank You so much for the story behind this song, a story of Your miraculous movement, not only in Andre Crouch's life, but also in the life of a man who was not only convinced You didn't exist, he was convinced that he didn't like You. Thank You for what You did in Larry Reed's life.
Thank you for what you did in Andre Crouch's life. Thank you for what you've done in the lives of so many who have used this song to give to you the praise that you alone are due. And Lord, tonight we say thank you. Lord, you have blessed us. In Jesus Christ our Lord, you have given us forgiveness of sin. You have given us new life, full life, abundant life, eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. And we are so thankful. And so, Lord, we pray that we would join in this chorus saying, to God be the glory for the great things He has done. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.